Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 61, Identity, Raised with Christ. When Scripture declares that you have been raised with Christ, it is describing a present reality, not a future hope. The resurrection of Jesus is not only an event in history, it is the source of your new life. Paul writes in Colossians 3:1, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." He does not say you will be raised someday. He says you are risen now. Your spiritual resurrection is already accomplished because you are joined to the risen Christ. To be raised with Christ means you have been lifted out of the realm of sin and death. The old life you once lived ended at the cross. The new life you now live began at the empty tomb. Paul explains this connection when he writes in Ephesians 2:5, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. God did not wait for you to improve. He made you alive with Christ while you were still dead in sin. Your resurrection life is entirely His work. This new life is not powered by your effort. It is sustained by your union with Jesus." Paul says, "Christ liveth in me." Galatians 2:20, "The risen Christ is not distant from you. He is the life within you. His resurrection power is the source of your strength, your transformation, and your spiritual growth. You are not trying to rise above your old patterns. You are learning to walk in the life you already possess. Being raised with Christ also means your focus has shifted. Paul says to seek the things above because that is where your life is anchored. Your identity is no longer rooted in earthly performance or past failures. It is rooted in the risen Christ who sits at the right hand of God. You live from a higher place because your life is hidden with Him. This resurrection identity brings confidence and peace. You are not striving to earn life from God. You are living from the life He has already given you. You are not trying to climb your way into acceptance. You are resting in the One who has already brought you into the presence of God. The more you see yourself as risen with Christ, the more your daily walk begins to reflect the power of His resurrection. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.